Penguin Random House Audio presents Miss Benson's Beetle by Rachel Joyce. Read for you by Juliet Stevenson.
Seek and you will find. What is unsought will go undetected. Sophocles. Somehow, in the process of trying to deny that things are always changing, we lose our sense of the sacredness of life. We tend to forget that we are part of the natural scheme of things. Pema Chodron. Chapter 1. The Golden Beetle of New Caledonia, 1914. When Marjorie was 10, she fell in love with a beetle. It was a bright summer's day, and all the windows of the rectory were open. She had an idea about sailing her wooden animals across the floor, two by two, but the set had belonged to her brothers once, and most of them were either coloured in or broken. Some were even missing altogether. She was wondering if, in the circumstances, you could pair a three-legged camel and a bird with spots, when her father came out of his study. "Do you have a moment, old girl?" he said. "There's something I want to show you." She put down the camel and the bird, and she followed him. She would have stood on her head if he'd asked. Her father went to his desk. He sat there, nodding and smiling. She could tell he didn't have a proper reason for calling her. He just wanted her to be with him for a while. Since her four brothers had left for war, he often called her. Or she'd find him loitering at the foot of the stairs, searching for something without seeming to know what it was. His eyes were the kindest in the world.